Now entering Nerdist.com.
Chew It
with a guy named Kevin.
Chew It
and this other guy Steve.
Chew It
from the TV and the movies and now this podcast stream.
Chew It,
they're gonna get chewy.
Chew It,
they might even get me.
Chew It,
but they're gonna get funky on this podcast thing.
What's up? What's going on, man?
What's up?
What do you got going there?
You know, I'm eating.
What?
I'm eating tuna salad with capers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not very Christmassy.
And some toast and American cheese.
That's not Christmassy.
That's my wife made me for lunch today.
Oh, is that you for lunch today?
Oh, it's fucking delicious.
You can't get past what's in the front of your mind, can you? Like, if you it's what's there. It's what's in your head.
Are you like what a coming dog at me already,
yeah.
Heffernan?
Yeah.
All right, you know what I'm eating?
Yeah, go.
I'm eating chicken cordon bleu.
Oh, good.
That
okay.
was. Oh, let me take another bite of that.
Oh, that's delicious.
Yeah.
I'm having a candy cane.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a standard issue candy cane?
Yeah, it's, you know, Christmas time.
I'm not a big candy cane guy.
Neither am I.
In fact, I'm going to go so far. I find candy canes to be unpleasant.
Yeah, well, I'm not a minty guy, you know. I don't like to eat mint.
I like a spearmint gum.
I do. Yes, for gum. Yes, okay.
But I prefer that to a peppermint. Like, peppermint to me is a jive-ass mint. Spearmint
I
is
guess
nice.
So. I don't know if I know the difference, really.
Spearmint is like a touch
less harsh.
It's
more winter
harsh.
Cool? Okay. It's I like it harsh.
It's a gentle. I know you do. Like, you like IPAs. Like, you like it bitter.
But here's the, I don't like to swallow mint. Like, I like to brush my teeth with mint. I like to, you know, I don't like to swallow it. Like a mint cookie or a mint ice cream, it's not going down the gullet. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I love my favorite ice cream is Baskin Robbins mint chocolate chip. Really, chocolate mint is what
really?
They called it.
I
love that shit.
You might as well just squirt toothpaste into an ice cream cone and eat it.
Kev. No, because there's chocolate. There's chocolate in it.
Okay, squirt chocolate and toothpaste.
But by the way, I think Swallow Mint. Swallow Mint sounds like a good name for a flavor of mint.
Or a name. Person's name.
Jim
Swallow Mint.
Jim Swallow Mint. I got it right.
Get Swallow Mint on the phone.
Swallow Mint.
Swallow Mint, you're fired. But sir, it's Christmas. I don't give a shit. Swallow Mint, you're gone.
Yeah, swallow that, Swallow Mint. All right, here you
tough
keep
to swallow, huh? Swallow Mint.
You keep that going while I write this down.
I don't need to keep it going because we have a lot of things to talk about.
All right,
I'll just keep talking. Should I just keep talking?
Start doing your plugs.
We got a shitload of plugs.
Okay, do it.
We got some fun plugs, man. We got some good shit going on. Our stand up special is all up and running now, man. We're going to shoot it January 13th in Glendale, California at the Alex Theater. And the tickets are on sale now. You can go to heffernandlemmy.com.
Yeah.
But two shows, 7 to 9:30, and it's going to be a blast. There's going to be these big theaters. There's going to be like 7 cameras, like a crane, jib arm, and all this shit. They're going to have like a cool production design setting.
Yeah.
Bar, there'll be booze, you can drink, you can have a good time.
It's going to be a classy affair.
It really is.
The theater is really nice.
It's a super nice theater. You know what? I was... have you watched the new season of Curb?
I have not.
Okay. I won't give anything away, really, but one of the subplots is Larry is launching a Broadway show that he wrote, and kind of like a producer's type show, but it's called Fatwa.
Okay.
And it's about how Fatwa was put on him, like Salman Rushdie.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a funny... Anyway, it's called Fatwa, right? So that's the subplot that he's writing this musical with the guy from Hamilton. Right.
Okay.
And so, anyway,
Lin-Manuel.
Yeah. Right. And so they start to do the rehearsals and the stage. I won't say what happens, but anyway, I just found out they filmed that Fatwa in the Alex Theater.
Oh.
Where we're doing our special. So if people are fans of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and it's some very funny scenes in there where they're practicing this musical. People come see it.
Oh,
that's the place.
I love it.
That's the place. The Alex Theater.
Okay.
So I don't know if people.
So you know what that is? It's an Easter egg.
It is an Easter egg. I really liked the new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. So
yeah.
I thought, you know. But anyway, okay. January 13th. The Alex Theater.
It's going to be dope.
Glendale.
Listen, the first two specials we did, Fat Man, Little Boy, and Below the Belt, we were intentionally going for the club atmosphere.
Yeah.
Because we wanted
like a more intimate drinking beers with the crowd.
There's an energy there, but we've decided that it's time for us to
just mix it up.
Yeah, just do something a little different. So we're going classy.
We'll do this big theater. So anyway, that's the thing. There's this big theater. We got two shows, 7 and 9:30. We got to film. We got to get the Chew Crew to come.
What are you going to wear? Are you going to continue to wear your shitty clothes?
I don't know. I was thinking about it recently about how I've worn the exact same thing for each special, and I wear the exact same thing for every show we ever do.
Everyone.
I have like six like navy blue t-shirts that I wear.
Yeah.
And I just rotate them.
Yeah.
The exact same t-shirts.
And your elf shoes, right?
No, I've been wearing, you know, a sneaker.
Oh, you've been going?
I've been wearing Chuck T's this,
oh, I know
this
that.
Tour.
Yeah.
But anyway, I feel like maybe I should mix it up.
You should wear a suit.
Well, if I wear a suit, then you should wear a suit. Then
why
we
should I
both
wear a suit?
Should wear suits.
Why should I wear a suit?
I don't know. That'd be kind of cool.
What I should wear a t-shirt. I've only gone button down shirt for
that's
our
not
specials.
True. That's not true at all. You wore a gray t-shirt in our last special.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh,
the
fuck.
Comedy Central special.
All right, I'm going to wear a tuxedo.
Okay, wear it.
A Canadian tuxedo.
I bet. You already do. But I'm, you know, I don't know. I'm going to look into it. I'm going to figure it out.
Okay.
I mean, we got to figure it out because they're doing the production design right now, so we got to know what color scheme the stage is going
to
be.
You know what we should do? You and I should just wear stripes just to fuck it all up.
You think?
Just to give people watching at home like
just
a
something
teaser.
That's not TV friendly?
Yeah.
Okay. Like a patchwork?
Yeah, something nasty.
Okay, I'll do that. Checkered.
But I'm excited. If you're in the California area and you want to come have a good time, these things are a fucking blast. We're doing two shows.
Yeah.
And these will be our best performances. Like,
it'll be good. Oh, and we got a great our buddy Chris Gordon.
So Chris Gordon's going to open for us. You know,
is he? Is he set?
Oh, he's confirmed.
Good.
He's our Calgarian opener.
Funny guy.
Best opener of all time.
Maybe funnier than either of us. Maybe
could be.
That might be a problem.
Could be. That's all right. But no, I mean, it could be a problem for the people out there at the live show. But he won't be in the special. So
that's
fuck.
Right.
Fuck,
yeah. Fuck it. Right.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's the next gig we have. So we don't have another gig until then, January 13th.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing, which you didn't even mention yet. Tickets are only $10.
Yeah, and truly $9.50.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's dirt cheap. And that's just
that leaves you money to buy some beers.
Yeah, because, you know, and we would just do it for free, except that we do need to pay for the venue.
Yeah.
And so, look, $9.50, it'll never get that cheap again.
That's cheap. That's good stuff. That's like 1950s prices.
Yeah, because after this show and Super Troopers 2, fuck it. It's going to be like 50 yeah, bucks.
Like 150 bucks.
Yeah.
Bro. This is it, man. Yeah. This is the last cheap show you'll see.
This is it.
Lemmy.
This is it.
Okay, so that's that. That's the next gig that we have.
Yeah.
Then the next gig is another exciting gig.
Yeah.
The next weekend, we're going to be up in San Francisco at Sketchfest with Broken Lizard, all of Broken Lizard.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you the last time the five of us did a show together.
It's been a couple of years.
I think that comedy festival in Houston.
Well, then there was a Chicago, ago. Like a...
Chicago, the benefit that we did.
Yeah, benefit.
Yeah, yeah, okay, great.
And that was a great show.
Yeah, great show.
That was a terrific show.
And so we're going to go up to Sketchfest in San Francisco on January 20th, one night only, two shows.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 7:30 and 10:30. The 7:30 sold out. So
yeah.
The 10:30, you got, if you want tickets, you got to do this.
It's going fast.
You got to do this.
It could be sold out already, but
because the 7:30 is sold out, and but it's going to be all the guys. We're going to do some stories from Super Troopers, do some stand up, maybe show some clips, do a little Q&A. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
And then is it the next weekend we're on the road again?
The weekend after
what
we are
is
doing
wrong with us.
We're doing Columbus, Cincy, and Milwaukee.
What is wrong with us?
And
I got it right here.
That's exciting because we're doing that with the Chive.
Oh, that's right. That's a new thing. We're going to team up with the Chive,
yeah,
to do these shows.
Yeah,
and they're going to sponsor these shows, right?
Yeah, and so that means, I mean, you know, these shows are coming up.
That's fun.
Pretty quick.
Let me give them exactly. Let me
okay,
do it.
Do it.
January 25th. That's a Thursday night. We'll be in Columbus, Ohio, at the Lincoln Theater. And then the next night, we're going to be in Cincinnati at Bogart's. That's January 26th. That's Friday night. And then Saturday night, January 27th. We'll be in Milwaukee at the Turner Hall Ballroom. And all those tickets are on sale right now. They're at heffernandlemmy.com. And the Chive is publicizing it, too. So those these tickets are going to go fast also.
Yeah. I mean, they're already
so you
going.
You got to jump on it.
Yeah.
Got to jump on it, man. That's pretty fun, the Chive.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
We love those guys at the Chive. They helped us with our Indiegogo campaign.
Yeah.
And
now we're going to team up on this thing. This is great.
And we've had John Ressig on the Chew before.
We have, yeah. Yep, the founder of the
And by the way, that was a great episode. I recommend for all the Chew crew, if you haven't heard it, go back and
super
listen
cool.
to the John Ressig interview.
John Ressig interview is great. And then a couple weeks after that, we will be in Austin, Texas at Cap City Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never been to that club before. It'd be great.
I think that's going to wind up being another Chive show.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay.
Because they're headquartered
in
Austin.
Yeah, they're in Austin, right? Okay, so that's it. That's the gig. That's it. Those are the gigs.
Those are the shows.
Glendale, San Francisco, Columbus, Cincinnati, Milwaukee, and then Austin. Go to heffernandlemmy.com.
And those are the last shows until after the movie comes out.
Yeah, because right after that, like starting right at the beginning of March, It's hardcore Super Troopers 2 promo.
Yeah.
Right? We got these 13 screenings we have to do. No, we have to do. Want to do.
Want to do.
And we also have to do. We do have to do them, but I can't wait to do them because I'm dying for people to see the movie.
Well,
and so we'll go across the country and do those for 6 weeks.
It's also going to be great because, and there are, by the way, there are spaces still available for these, for some of these screenings.
Yeah, I think they're trying to figure that out still, but I think they're going to blast out like maybe some tickets you can buy to get to go to these, some of these screenings.
Yeah, because these are all Indiegogo backer screenings.
Right.
And, you know, just from interacting with the Indiegogo backers on set, and also we have a lot of them come to our live shows, these are going to be the greatest parties ever.
Oh, my God.
They're going to be the greatest parties ever.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it. It's going to be a little grueling, though.
It's going to be grueling.
It's going to be a lot of drinking.
Yeah, but it falls into that category of
travel and drinking.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. Of sleeping, I'm dead.
Your problems could be worse. That's it's not even that. It's like we're gonna have a great time.
Oh, it's gonna. The anticipation is being built up so much. Like even for me, like when you make movies, you want audiences to see them. You know what I mean? And now we're sitting here waiting for the audience to see them. And when it happens, it's gonna be like that guy who didn't have sex for a year. You know
sure.
What I mean?
Do you think you're going to nut quickly, or you won't be able to get it up, or you're just going to, are you going to be great?
Oh, you'll
like you're going to savor it
quickly. It'll be explosive and quick.
The second one will be better. I'll be ready in a second. I'll be ready in a second.
Give me a second.
It's funny because I feel bad for you, Kev, because the drinking is the worst for you because people want to chug against you all the time.
I guess so.
Like at the Tembler Brewing Company, that kid came up with like a fucking 25-ounce beer.
That was unbelievable. We were in Bakersfield last weekend. Great show. Oh, my God.
Great show.
What a rowdy fucking crowd that was.
I love those
so
shows.
So great.
We should just do a brewery tour.
We should. I mean, they were so fun and everybody was drinking.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're standing in the line. And everybody wants to chug, you know? And so then some dude comes up. He's got a 25-ounce beer
it's
in
like
his thing.
It's like a giant.
He's like, let's go. Like, what, are you kidding me?
And it's hard to say, like, you can't say no.
Well, because there's an audience. There's, like, 200 people standing in line.
Yeah.
Do it!
And he's got
on.
A huge smile on his face and a giant beer. So it's not like, oh, okay, a little 12-ouncer. I don't have to do whatever. It's like a
double
special
beer.
Yeah.
And heavy.
And
brewery beer.
Yeah, thick and alcohol heavy.
It wasn't no Coors Light, you know what I'm saying?
No, I know what you're saying.
And so then, I don't know, so I did it. And he beat me.
He did.
Which is rare. That someone makes, usually the people make a challenge and then they're not that good. This guy beat me on 25 ounces.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of beer. And then, like, not a minute later, another guy walks up with beers. He's like, let's go. And I was like, did you just see it? And he's like, oh, no, I was getting the beers. And I was like, well.
Should always keep your eye on the prize.
Bad, bro. Because when that guy came to me, I was like, I yelled to the line, I was like, this is going to be it. So if anybody wants to get in on this, come on.
The other thing about a brewery show is that those people are so drunk they don't give a fuck about your problems. They're
they don't care.
You still got to chug you.
They don't care.
Fucking snowflake.
I know. Then I got drunk.
That's all right. I was driving.
I know that, but it was funny because like I like 2 days ago I walked out in my garage and and I was like, holy shit, there's a case of beer right there.
Yeah.
And it was a Tembler Brewery case of beer, and I forgot. Yeah. I mean, I remember, but I kind of forgot. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I had a few beers.
Yeah.
And I just threw it in my garage. And then I was like, holy shit, I got a nice case of Tembler Brewery IPA sitting in my garage.
Yeah, I had
totally forgot about that.
I had I have a case too. And the other night I cracked one open.
Oh, you did?
I was like, oh, the 661. That's what I was drinking at the show. But
yeah.
But it's a fucking delicious beer. It's a
good.
Delicious beer.
I remember, it's so good.
Yeah.
Good beers up there. So Bakersfield was a blast.
Bakersfield was great.
And then we zipped down to, apologies to Pontiac, Michigan.
Yeah.
For the crew who was going to come out. We had all kinds of different scheduling problems and conflicts with the venue and shit like that. So we just postponed it and then went down to Oklahoma, did that show in Oklahoma.
Yeah, and West Asylum Springs.
Which was great.
Casino. You know what? And I got to tell you, I love that place.
Yeah.
I love the people there and I love
so
that
nice
place.
The people are there. And they treat you very nicely.
They treat you very well. The show was great.
Right. We did one show. It was packed.
I always get nervous about casino shows because a lot of times you're getting like drunk people who get comped the ticket.
Yeah. Like people are there because they're losing.
Yeah, because they've lost their shirt and like they've had free booze in them, so they're cranky.
Yeah.
And we've had that certainly before, but it's not the case here at this thing. Like people buy tickets in advance and the room was full.
Yeah.
and a great crowd.
Yeah.
And I had a fun, I don't know if you remember this, Kevin, but I had a funny thing. Like, we checked into the hotel at like 3:30 or 4.
Yeah, in the afternoon before the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we flew there from L.A.
Checked in the hotel, you know, got up to our room, very nice room, and, you know, the first thing I did was, relieve my body of some...
You got to.
Some pressures.
Now, listen, let me say something first before you tell the story.
Okay.
I heard a very graphic version of the story.
Yeah.
Let's not go so graphic for the crew.
Okay, Kev.
Somebody might be eating their lunch, you know, at their desk right now.
Okay.
Or, you know, driving down the road, and they don't want to hear...
True crew.
...how disgusting this is.
Let me tell you a story about back in the early days of Broken Lizard, when we would be performing twice a week in New York City, and Chandra Sekar and I liked to party a lot. Not that you didn't like to party.
Thank you.
But a lot of times, the night before a show, if Chandra Sekar and I were going to go out, you'd be like, okay, guys, just remember, we've got a show to do tomorrow. And Chandra Sekar and I would be like, that's the dumbest fucking thing you can tell us. Like, now, we're going to go
because
out and get
shit-faced. Because why?
To spite him.
That's exactly. You're going to be irresponsible to spite me?
Yeah.
Because I'm reminding you, hey, guys, let's not leave our game in the locker room.
Right? And then we'd go out and get fucking shit-faced.
Right.
And we'd go shit-faced just to spite you.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
And then we'd, like, I'm sure we'd come home and, like, fucking wake you up and, like, get high and all that shit. Anyway, no, look, I'll be nice. I told you the nasty version because we were in a hotel room
okay,
together.
Okay, I know. I'm just saying. I'm
after
just saying.
The show.
I'm
here's what
saying.
Happened.
I'm just saying.
I clogged it up.
Yeah.
And, you know.
So, wait, you go back there and the first thing you do is like, God, I got to take a crap.
I do it. And I do it, you know, like, even when I'm alone, I still do a courtesy flush.
Yeah.
I did that. And then, you know, second wave, and then I went to flush that.
Yeah.
And then, like, I felt something touch my tushy.
Right.
And it was the water.
Right. Oh, my God. And what a horrible feeling.
Whoa. And it was coming up, and, like, and it was literally right there, and I...
Sure.
And what happened
And I'm
was,
telling
like,
you.
Yeah.
The first thing you do then...
Yeah.
Reach down behind the toilet and turn off the water. That's the first thing that you do.
I hear you. But, like, what I was thinking also was, like, I got to get out of here, and I'm going to – there's a good chance I'm going to be calling somebody. Let me do a wipe. So, like, I quickly got the thing. Did a little wipe.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then the thing had stopped.
Right.
Okay? So I was like, okay. I don't have to shut it off. It
okay.
stopped. I – crisis averted.
Yeah, he's with us. Whew.
Okay.
And we so, made it.
And so then what I did, I knew I had just done the one.
Yeah.
Didn't know it was still back there. I said, I'm going to just step in the shower and rinse off.
Right.
Because now I know, I'm, you know, like I'll assess the situation when I get out, but I don't, you know, let me just, I don't want to put anything else into this thing just
sure.
in case. Because there was no
sure.
plunger.
Was of like, course, it's
I
a hotel room. Right.
Okay,
yeah,
so
sure.
I took a shower.
Yeah.
Came out. Everything was fine. It was
okay.
Just,
because, you know, sometimes in those cases, you don't have to call anybody. Gravity will do the work.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, like, if you leave it there, eventually it'll unclog itself.
And as a seasoned professional.
As a man who clogs
I
toilets.
I knew that. I okay. knew that. And I came out, but it hadn't moved, hadn't gone up or hadn't gone down. And nothing was running.
Sure.
Okay?
Okay, no water. Right.
So now I went out. I called him up at the front desk.
Yeah.
I was on hold for, like, 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And so
but where in this did you text me? Have you texted me already?
I don't believe I've texted.
Because I yet. Was taking a crap in my toilet yeah. when I got the text from you about your toilet.
Okay.
And it put the fear of God into me.
Right.
Immediate courtesy flush.
Yeah. I could probably go and check our text exchange and see
sure.
where it was.
Sure.
But so.
Okay, so you call the front desk.
And they said, you know, we are busy with other customers.
Right.
I think I actually texted you here,
okay.
and I'm going to tell you why I think. So I had them on speakerphone.
Right.
I believe I texted you because what happened is I just was like, all right, I'm just going to wait. I'm not going to walk away.
Yeah.
And I texted you. I think I texted a couple other people like, you know.
Texted everyone in my fucking phone.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? I just plugged the toilet.
Yeah, so finally, they got on the phone. I said, hey, just want to let you know, I unfortunately I clogged the toilet.
Right.
And
how many of those calls do you think they get?
You're gonna have to send somebody up.
A lot. They get a lot.
They said, okay, well,
in a casino?
We'll notify somebody right away.
Someone goes to the fucking all you can eat buffet.
Oh yeah.
They're clogging that toilet.
Oh, I mean Saturday.
Give me 14 prime ribs.
Saturday and Sunday morning they probably have extra maintenance men on duty. And so now I went back into the bathroom.
Yeah.
And the thing was running.
Uh-oh.
It had started running.
Uh-oh.
And it was already overflowing. There was
a
stream shooting out the front of the toilet.
Shit.
And there was water all over the floor already.
Yeah, and poopy.
And so I was like, oh, shit. And I got towel because it was coming out of the actual the toilet portion of the bathroom.
Okay.
And I
no thought to turn the water off now?
I couldn't get there.
Okay.
I couldn't get there.
Put your shoes on and walk in there?
No, fuck no. I couldn't get there, so I was like, "Fuck it! I'm gonna put the towels down."
It's a whole new, fucking side of Leaker Lemmy.
Yeah, no, this is a little. This is a little.
Shit's getting leaky,
and leaks getting shitty too. And so then, you know, so I put the towels down.
Yeah,
and then like, it was like, all right, let me think about this. And now there is a funny thing, because I know that maintenance is gonna have to come up there. There is a wad of toilet paper,
right?
And the funny thing about that was that like I had bitten a cuticle.
Yeah. Okay.
And so there was a touch of blood on my finger.
Yeah.
And so on that wad of toilet paper, the toilet paper had touched my cuticle, and I could see from where I was standing, there was a little dot of blood.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, these guys are going to think that there's something about me that's, you know. I was like, oh, I don't know. And there was a piece of my gum. I had spit my gum into.
Oh, God. So you got gum, shit, blood, and toilet paper. And
yeah.
Okay.
So then, you know, like.
That's a great album for you. Gum, yeah. Shit, blood, and toilet paper.
Dude, it's like a
Have
Jackson.
You heard Gum, Shit, Blood, and Toilet Paper from Steve Lemmy?
Oh, fucking my God. It's a classic. It's a classic.
It's great.
So then the towels I had set out started to soak through. And
yeah.
Like water started leaking out. So then I got more towels.
Okay.
I called him again. This is after like 20 minutes. I called him again. I was like, hey, by the way, like the toilet that got clogged is actually overflowing now. So
right.
You have to send somebody.
Sure.
Now.
You're right.
Okay, now.
But wasn't she like, oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
She said, she was like, oh, okay, no, I'll call him right now then.
Okay.
And I was like, come on. You didn't call him immediately? I told the thing was clogged.
And she was like, well, usually gravity takes care of the thing.
Yeah, so then another 20 minutes goes by. Now I've got
Jesus.
All the towels down there, and there's like an inch of water, and stuff is like, you know.
Okay.
And so I called down there. I'm like, I get them on the phone, and it's been 40 minutes now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, here's the deal. It's still overflowing. The water won't stop. I can't get in there to stop it.
Right.
I've used up all my towels.
Bring towels.
You have to send somebody right now. She's like, okay, I'm on it. I'll call. I'll send them up there right now. I'm like, you still haven't called, I don't think.
And while you're at it, get me a new room.
Yeah, that's what I should have said, because now the bathroom was starting to, you know, get a little funky.
Sure, sure.
All right, so finally they came up, and it was a maintenance man with like a giant snake device.
Oh, Jesus, okay.
And an armed security guard. And I was like, what are you here for, dude? And he's like, you know, just, we don't let guys come up to the room without, you know, security guard. I'm like,
sure.
I'm like, okay, so first I apologize to the guy.
Yeah.
To the maintenance guy. I'm like, I'm really sorry about it. He's like,
always uncomfortable. Always uncomfortable.
And I'm like, dude, no, I got to tell you, it's not a paper type thing. Like, I did this on my own. And he's like, okay, dude.
Now, can I sidebar for a second?
Yeah,
take a second here.
Yeah.
Take a second here.
Yeah.
You're saying that you clogged it on volume? Or, because I always wonder this. You clogged on volume, or do you clog on density? Which one did you clog there?
I think it was.
And I'm not talking about paper. I'm just talking about shit. I'm talking about, volume or density? What's
I think it was both.
Okay.
Because, you know, what people don't know is that then I took a photo of it.
Oh, God.
And sent it to you.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, yeah, I knew that.
And it was like, you know, and that was my second, what you saw was my second wave.
Sure.
And that thing was like, it was like the Kraken was coming out of the ocean.
Okay, I got it. Okay, so it's volume.
It's volume.
Okay.
And density. I mean, like.
Okay. But in Oklahoma casino, I'm telling you, bro, a lot of volume
going
in there.
But you know how high powered those toilets were.
All right, so you got the brain trust in there trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah,
right?
So okay. So the guy comes in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so just so you know, he's like, I've seen worse. And he
I bet he has. Yeah. I bet he has seen worse.
Oh, no. I laughed about that.
Yeah.
And then he gets on his walkie-talkie, and he's like, to the front desk, he's like, yeah, is there, because I was in room 401, he's like, are there guests staying in room 301? And she's like, no, it's vacant right now. He's like, all right, just strike, keep that one vacant.
Keep it empty. I don't know what's going to happen here.
Yeah. So now, he doesn't want to do anything yet. He says, all right, get house cleaning up here with extra towels.
Right.
And he's like, we're just going to wait a second.
What?
And, okay. Well, because he wants to snake it, but he
sure.
He doesn't want to, if there's an explosion, he wants He wants
more towels.
Yeah. So now, it's a very awkward thing. And these guys also know who I am.
Oh, they do?
Well, because I'm the entertainer.
That's right. And so, you're the guy from Super Troopers.
Yeah. And so they're like...
Oh, you're a story. You're a story on their podcast right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Casino maintenance podcast. Yeah, like, yeah. We had the guy from Super Junior. He shit his toilet right out of the hole.
I told him
shit.
I've seen worse, but I got to tell you, I haven't seen worse.
I mean, I walked in and said, "You boys like Mexico?" You know what I'm talking about?
Apparently, you do.
Apparently, you do like Mexico.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to snake all the way to Mexico,
dude.
All right, the casino maintenance podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there. By the way, plunging it with Maynard and Leonard. Not that that's what people are from Oklahoma.
Plunging it.
But these guys had thick accents.
Sure,
Like, they were Arkansas guys.
Right, okay.
And so then the three of us, I was like, are you guys impressed, by the way?
You're trying to make light of the situation.
I was making small talk, sure. And then it was funny because we were literally... The three of us were in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And it was like we were making small talk around the water cooler. Right. I was like, are you guys impressed? Like, anybody ever do that before?
Yeah.
I crushed that one, right?
Sure.
Fellas?
All kinds of things.
And then we got into the awkward silence phase. And then the three of us were just standing there, and it's like, it was too awkward for me just to break away. Like, I felt it would be rude.
Okay.
But I was in the doorway, and so like...
That's what I was going to say. No thought to just going into the room or being like, you know what? I'm going to hit the casino floor. Why don't you guys figure this out?
Well, I asked the security guard. I was like, do you need me here? He's like, you should probably stay. I was like, okay. Shit.
So you can wallow in the humiliation.
Yeah, but so then there we are. We're just standing there in silence, in awkward silence. And then I go sit in the other room.
Right.
And I'm waiting. I can hear them just kind of like whispering to each other.
Right.
And I hear that the maintenance guy, I go to the other one, and he goes, shit, I just got some on my shoes. I heard that. And then I went to them. I was like, was there something wrong with the toilet? Because it's like it was silent, and then it started leaking. Like, did I just clog it, or was there something wrong with the toilet? He's like, no, you just clogged it. I was like, okay. So then he finally gets a snake through, and then he literally walks right out the door. He's like, my part's done. And he leaves, and then maintenance come, and it's a Cherokee casino, and
right.
This was more of like the maintenance guy was like, or I'm sorry, the house cleaning guy was like a chief,
yeah,
from Cuckoo, One Floor of the Cuckoo's Nest.
Okay,
he was a real stoic.
Okay,
long haired,
stoic Native American guy,
large Native American guy.
Got it right.
Anyway, and so he cleaned it all up and
right, ski daddled,
went on his way, and I went and met you in the gym.
Okay. And you didn't throw those guys a tip?
It's funny because you and I had this conversation late night. I didn't.
You're kind of supposed to, I think.
I wasn't sure the protocol.
Chew Crew can chime in on what they think. I feel like that's a tip scenario.
Should you tip the guy who cleans the... I mean, certainly at home, but, you know, I felt... I didn't feel like it was my...
No, I get it. I mean, it's like you just want the problem to go away. But I feel like that's a tip situation. That's me. That's just me.
And I mean, in respect, I certainly could have. It's not like
sure. He
would have been like, we can't accept those. Or like, no, you don't have to. He would have taken a tip.
You throw him a chip, you know, from the casino.
Here you go, buddy. Here's a $5 chip. Go play a hand of blackjack. So that's what happened.
So that's, you know, that'll knock off your game, man. That's like your trip starts off bad. Because then I remember it was like, you were pulling out the posters for the show. Right after the shit incident, you're pulling the poster for the show, and you must have almost sliced your hand in half with a paper cut.
I got the most vicious paper cut I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Like it, I mean, I did it and my finger started bleeding instantly. It was like across the entire finger and deep.
Yeah. It was like one of those, it looked like one of those things where, you make a blood oath, you know, and you cut your palm with a knife on the frontier.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah, no, it was vicious. And then, remember then when we were pulling them out?
Yeah.
To then, for the meet and greet line, then I did another paper cut.
Oh, you nailed it again.
Oh my! Because I didn't tip the guy.
That's probably why the gods were getting back at you.
Anyway,
that's good. It was a fun trip in Oklahoma.
It was a fun trip.
What you were going to tell me some other stuff?
Oh fuck! I had a scare last night. Quinn.
What happened? What happened?
My 3-year-old.
Yeah.
So like my wife had the kids. I had the kids in the morning, then she had them in the day. And so like at about 7 p.m., she said, "Because like you and I worked." Kind of late, and then I came back and I exercised.
Yeah.
A two a day.
Oh, yeah, duh.
And then she said, do you mind if I just take like 30
I don't think
minutes?
She said that at all.
She said, I'm going to take 30 minutes, bitch. I was like, all right, do it.
I mean, come on, Lemmy. What the fuck?
Sometimes.
You're going to walk in here and imitate your wife and not do the imitation of your wife? I mean, you're going to have her say something in your voice?
Did I tell you about how she like got a random like wrong number text exchange with a guy?
Yes, yes.
Who like, she was like, you're the one who called me, bitch.
Right.
And he was like, fuck you, bitch. Like,
right. That was his text response
to her.
I'll
come kick your ass or right. something like that. And she was like, because it was a New York number. She's like, why don't you come out of your dirty-ass borough? I'll meet you at the Carlisle Hotel and slit your throat. That's what she texted her. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? You told a guy to meet you at the Carlisle
so
you could slit his throat?
And slit your throat.
Yeah, that's what my wife said.
Jesus, okay.
So no. All joking aside about her accent, she
right.
threatened a guy
she
over
text
message to
don't get in a fight with her.
Cut his throat.
Okay, so she tells you what? You're in charge of the kids?
She said, yeah, I'm going to take 30 minutes for myself.
Okay. Right.
Live with it. and so about 5 minutes into it,
yeah,
the three-year-old, you know, he had some gummy snacks, like some fruit chews.
Sure. He had some over here the other day.
Yeah, he loves those things.
Yeah, yeah.
He pointed to them as that's what he wanted. He was like, I want those.
Yeah.
Gave it to him. All of a sudden, he started coughing.
Right.
And I was like, you okay? Like, I patted him on the back. I was like, and I go, you okay? And this little boy he shook his head no.
Right.
And then just started like gagging.
Right.
And like couldn't breathe. And he was literally actually choking.
Oh my God.
The thing was lodged in his throat.
Wow. Those gummy things. You got to teach him how to chew those things, bro.
Yeah. So I put him in my lap. Yeah. I gave him the fucking Heimlich.
No shit, right?
About 10 squeezes and the thing came out of his throat.
Wow.
And then the kid just started bawling.
Oh my God.
Because he was so scared. But like, he knew that something fucked up was going down. He couldn't breathe.
Sure, I can't breathe. Right.
And so I gave him the Heimlich.
Did he turn like weird colors and shit?
He didn't. He didn't.
Okay.
But I was like, holy fucking shit. Because I took CPR classes 6 years ago.
Okay.
I got certified.
Right. Okay.
For this exact scenario.
That moment. And what's your other kid doing at that point?
He was there playing. He had no fucking idea what was going on. He just thought, you know,
okay.
The kid was
being bad or something. And so you popped that thing out of there.
Popped it out of there.
Oh, my God. You're going to tell him that story a couple times in his lifetime. You know?
Yeah, whenever he's being a dick.
Yeah.
But then I went into...
Whenever he's being dumb. Remember when you were so dumb that you didn't chew your gummy bears and then you choked on it?
You fucking dummy. Guess what? You owe me your life. But there's a little joke in my house, which is that like whenever my wife takes one of those 30 minutes, the kid starts crying.
Right.
And that's what happened. Like, he started bawling.
Yeah.
And then I probably for like 3 or 4 minutes, he was just crying. And then he finally calmed down.
Right.
And I went in to tell my wife. And I was like, I got to tell you what just happened. She's like, you deal with it. This is my 30 minutes. This is my quiet time. You deal with it. I was like, honey.
But honey.
He choked. I gave him the Heimlich. She was like, what? Like maternal instinct kick in. She came running out. Right. I was like, kissing him like, oh, motherfucker, you almost died, motherfucker.
That's the last time I leave you in charge,
holy
Lemmy.
Shit, with this whack-ass bitch. Anyway, so I had a fucking scare last night.
Wow, that's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Good for you with the Heimlich, though, bro.
Anyway, gave him the Heimlich.
Okay, good. That's crazy. Merry Christmas. Yeah.
I have to apologize.
Oh, right, we were going to talk about this, but you weren't going to do it until we were on the podcast.
I have to apologize.
Go. It's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time, and for weeks, maybe months.
Sure.
I've been talking about how this year
you've been pumping it up, bro.
I've got the present for you. I'm gonna buy the first ever Christmas present.
Sure,
we're gonna swap presents. It turns out the thing I had my eye on this whole time,
yeah,
was a prototype, and I didn't realize I was looking at a site which is kind of like a GoFundMe type thing.
Okay.
And I was like, holy shit, this is the gift for Heffernan.
Okay.
And I'm gonna tell you what it is now.
Okay. And so wait, so. Are we going to say beforehand that I'm not getting the gift, right?
You're not getting this gift.
Because it doesn't really exist.
It doesn't exist. It's a
okay.
If you, I mean, I should contribute because I'd like
sure,
to see
you
this
should
gift.
Go fund it.
Yeah. And you should contribute to it because it,
okay.
You know,
tell me what it is. I'll consider GoFunding
it. It's consistent with what we've been talking about. It's a toilet scale. It's a scale.
Okay.
You put on the toilet.
Okay.
And what it does is it
oh,
has your weight,
wow. Okay.
And then it shows you how
you
much
shit.
Weight you lost as you, and you're losing oh, as you shit.
What a great idea.
I saw that.
I mean, this goes back to what we were just talking about.
It goes back to what
when
we were
talking
about.
When you eat the prime rib in the casino fucking banquet room.
Yeah.
And then you go upstairs and you, wow.
But it's like, you know, like those times in your life where you're like at a gift shop or something like that, you know,
right.
Like. You're like, oh, he likes Wayne Gretzky. And you see, you're like, oh, my God, a one-of-a-kind shirt. Or he's like an Edmonton
yeah.
Oilers fan.
Gretzky
and Messi.
Stick. Yeah.
I saw that thing, and one word popped into my mind. Heffernan.
I guess I don't know, maybe I'm proud that you, a shit scale
I was going to get you a shit scale.
A shit scale is what popped into your mind.
Heffernan. The name Heffernan. I was like, there's one person on the planet Earth who will appreciate this for exactly what it is.
You know what that would lead to?
You eating tons of food to see?
Like, it would be a contest.
Who can take
who
the
could
shit?
Lose the most weight on their shit. Meaning, who can dump the biggest
Dude, let's
dump.
Let's finance this thing.
I mean, that, it's like, you know, if you hit like 2 pounds or something like that, holy shit.
What if you could start like a league, like the world, like the WSL, the World Shitting League?
Sure.
And like, dude, like big hairy dude.
Sure.
But it'd be a guy like.
I guess you could do that anyway. You wouldn't need the shit scale. You can just shit on a scale.
I guess so. I guess so. But that's a little nastier. Like, this is at least.
It is.
Like a dignified way to do it.
It's funny. It's a funnier way to do it. Certainly.
And you know what it'd be? Like, if we had the World Shitting League competition, like the World Series of Shitting.
Yeah.
It'd be a dude like, you know, the Kobayashi, like a skinny ass dude.
Wow, well, I mean, you think? Or it'd be like the mountain.
A dude like you
out. Yeah, that guy.
I mean, the mountain, you got to imagine. Like our buddies who are our offensive linemen, NFL buddies. Right. Like they must.
I mean, we went out to dinner with the offensive line of the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
Like, any one of those guys' shits that night was bigger than you. You know what I mean? Like, the amount of stuff they ate, the amount of stuff they put on that table and those guys consumed
Dude.
Is larger than you are.
It is.
Right?
Like, they would shit me out.
In a fucking heartbeat.
I just lost 160 pounds. God.
Well, I'm sorry that... I am sure that something like that exists. And just let me ask you the mechanics of it. You attach it to your toilet or something? Like, what's the... You attach it to the seat or something like that? What's the...
Yeah, it's like you attach it to the underside of the seat.
Okay. And the pressure of you gets lifted by the shit.
You can feel how much you weigh.
Got it. Okay.
And, yeah.
Huh. Huh. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
So I apologize, though. I'm not getting you...
That's all right. Thank you, though. That's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
This is really turning into a shit podcast. This is a shit cast is what this is.
It's Plungin' It.
It's the Plungin' It.
This is Plungin' It.
The new Plungin' It. The new podcast.
Kev, you're taking a trip tomorrow. What are you
doing?
Yeah,
we're going to, we're doing a Destination Christmas this year.
Okay.
The in-laws are in England right now, and we're going to go over there and meet up with them.
Okay.
So, flight to London tomorrow.
Your wife's parents.
My wife's parents are over there, and my wife's brother and family, and so we're all going to go together. And so kind of fun. First time my kids are out of the country. First time they're on a plane ride like that.
Okay. Are they excited for it?
Super excited. But the thing is, similar to you, the other night my daughter got pretty sick. Like, she had some stomach issue.
Yeah.
And, you know, my wife, who is a doctor, was, you know, tending to her or whatever, and she like, comes to me, she's like, I think it's appendicitis.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? And she's like, I really do think it's appendicitis. I'm going to take her to the hospital.
Appendicitis.
I'm going to call ahead. I'm going to take her to the hospital, and we'll get it checked out. But I mean, in my opinion, I think it's appendicitis. And I was like, oh, fuck. And so we took her. So I assumed we're done. The trip's off. And
now, do you have ticket insurance?
I got the ticket insurance.
Okay.
Which I never do, but right. I did because I bought the tickets like 8 months ago because they were you buy them so cheap in advance, you know?
Yeah.
It's like that last trip I went on.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You had a bad
fucked.
Experience.
I know, but I've just been watching it for months. Just when am I going to get fucked? When are they going to cancel that flight?
Yeah.
When's something going to happen? And it was all good. 2 days ahead, up to it. All good. And then all of a sudden, my kid, appendicitis, right? So my wife takes her in. And it turns out it wasn't appendicitis.
Yeah.
It was some gastro virus that apparently mimics appendicitis.
Mm. Okay.
But anyway, it ended up not being that, so we're back on. So the game is on, and we're going.
So
they were so excited, and then all of a sudden they thought they were fucked, but now we're okay.
And so how long are you going?
A week.
And are you going to go to the West End and see us taking a show?
We are. We are going to take in a show.
What do you see over there?
Well, during the season, they do a Christmas Carol at the old Vic, the Kevin Spacey Theater.
Okay.
Okay. And so we're going to go see a Christmas Carol in London during Christmas.
I guess he's not in that production.
He's not going to be in that production.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. You know, they say the West End is the Broadway of England.
It is, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've seen, when I was six...
Yeah.
My parents took my sister and I to London and to Paris.
Oh, right. For Christmas or for...
No, in the summertime.
Okay.
I saw
Paris in the Heat.
I saw Paris. I had fucking great memories. I mean,
sure,
I have memories of Paris.
I know we've talked about it. Yeah, this podcast here.
But Paris we saw trip. In London. We saw James Stewart in Harvey.
Really?
Yeah, that's the rabbit.
The
play.
The Jimmy Stewart for
Jimmy
reals.
Stewart, yeah,
on Broadway doing Harvey, which he did the movie, of course.
Yeah. And it's like right. It's funny because I remember, like, my dad has all these random facts that he would just tell me. I remember him afterwards telling me, "Hey, Jimmy Stewart is a great actor, but he has medical problems. He has a colostomy bag." I was like, "I'm six." I was like, "What's that?" I still remember this. And he's
really?
Like, it's, "He had an operation. He has to pee. It comes out. He has a bag on his hip." And I thought he had a hole, and I thought the pee was being redirected to a hole
right.
in his hip into a bag.
Right.
So I never really understood what he was talking about.
Okay. And did he really have a colostomy bag, or was it
I
bullshit?
Guess, yeah, I think so. If I
did you guys look for it during the play, if you could see it?
I didn't know what the fuck. I was freaked out by what he was talking about. Like,
okay.
All I could think of was, like, when the dude would take a leak, he would shoot out outside.
right. He'd shit out his belly button.
Yeah. And then I saw, I went to London in college, because my college girlfriend was there for a semester.
Yeah, so was I. And maybe the same semester? No.
I don't think so. It was my...
I was in the same class as your college girlfriend.
It was her junior fall.
It was my junior fall, too.
The fuck out of here.
And I was in London for the semester.
Okay.
And Jay came over, and he was over.
Well, I was over
weeks.
There. And I saw Sean and David Cassidy on the West End in a play called Blood Brothers.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I remember that.
Yeah.
I think I remember that. Okay. R.I.P. David Cassidy.
R.I.P. David
Cassidy. Passed away.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Anyway.
Well, we're going to go over there, and we're going to see Christmas Carol.
Here, make sure you say cheers a lot.
Cheers.
That's like their thank you.
Sure. Well, I lived there. I lived there for 4 months, but that was in like 1988 or something. I pulled out my old files from back then.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's no internet back then, you know, mm-hmm. and it's all like, you know, no cell phones back then.
Yeah.
And just looking at all the places, all the addresses, like where I lived and that kind of shit. I'm going to go check it out.
You should go check it out.
It's been 30 years.
Hey, kids, we're going to Kensington.
Yeah, come on, let's go. My kids didn't even give a shit to go see, you know, Colgate University. They couldn't get. And that's where their parents met.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They couldn't give a shit about that.
Yeah, who cares? Who
I
cares?
Know.
Will you, like, when I went to London and Paris when I was six, that was a time, like, you know, I think we flew, like, TWA.
Yep.
And my parents made us dress up. Like, that was a time when people got dressed up
sure.
to take a flight.
Yeah.
And they applauded for a good landing. By the pilot.
Right.
Will you make your
sometimes
kids get dressed nice?
No way. It's like it's a 10 or 11 hour flight.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
I want to wear my fucking sweatpants, dude. We'll see if there are any good stories when I come back. I'll regale the Chew Crew and you with some good stories when
okay.
I come back.
I'm excited for it. Kev.
Yeah.
2017 is coming to an end.
I know it. This is it, man. This is the last. We should say this is the last podcast for us. We're taking next week off for Christmas. This is it. Last
this
podcast,
is the,
2017.
The last podcast. What? Let's do a quick little wrap up before
okay.
of the year. Of highlights of the year.
Let's do it.
I'll tell you what the biggest thing that happened to me this year
yeah?
was.
Yeah, go.
I leaked the I leaked the teaser. I leaked the release date. That's what I did. I leaked
sure.
the release date of Super Troopers 2.
Sure.
In August.
Sure.
While I was about to go to Burlington, Vermont, and I leaked it to a little rag.
I know.
And boy,
and went out
speaking
there.
Of a shitstorm.
Yeah, it was a shitstorm. I mean, it was a very funny time as a spectator of things that aren't that, you know, it's not like, you know, affecting world peace in any way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not, whatever. But still, in our world, it was a little bit of a bomb that was dropped. And it was funny because I, you know, you had to squirm a little bit.
Yeah.
But in retrospect, I really feel like, and my wife and I were talking about this the other day, I really feel like you have come, you must in your mind have come full circle around and be like, it was the best thing to do. It was the best thing that could have been done.
Well, I have, I'll tell you, there are pros and cons to it.
Yeah.
I mean, the first thing is, what I did was wrong.
Yeah.
And I knew it. I was uneasy about it right after it happened. Like, I knew all the circumstances that went into it, but I was like, this could be bad.
Yeah.
And I should have just called the guy and said, don't even
right.
do that. But I was like, I don't think I'll get, I couldn't.
Sure.
I'm not going to, he's not going to do that. And then. It happened.
But now as you look back on it in December of 2017, what's, you know, well, you're, it's not as uncomfortable, it's not as painful anymore, is it?
Well,
you're like,
because
Good for me.
But it is true. It's like in restaurant, you look at those things and you're like, it's not really a big deal. It's just right. What it did was, in terms of the full circle thing, is it accelerated the process by a lot.
We think so, yes.
Well, we don't. The teaser was released immediately then.
Yeah.
And we do know that it would have been a while before.
Yeah, because the contract released. Negotiation was still going on.
Yeah, and that was beneficial for a number of reasons.
Yeah. I mean, I think it would have been announced by now.
By now.
But, you know, whatever.
But see, just to say that is like... You know,
yeah, it's still months.
That's many months later.
Yeah, yeah.
There were positive things about it. And number one, again, and I'm not like, I'm not even trying to rag on the studio here, but the studio then was very excited because they saw the results of the teaser coming out.
Yeah, I think you have different departments within the studio.
Yeah.
And the marketing people were probably very excited about it because they could start their work.
Yeah.
Everyone was waiting for the lawyers to do all this shit so that everyone could start their work.
Yeah.
You... gave people the ability to start their
Sped
work.
Sped it up.
Right? Said, which is good.
I said, people, let's shit or get off.
That's right. But we should give a little update, right, where we are
now. Let's do it.
Because I can't remember what we talked about last week, but we have locked the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
They're mixing the trailer this week.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be out right after the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
So beginning of January, they're going to drop the trailer. They got a red band and a green band.
Okay.
And
are they going to go internet or just theaters?
Both.
Okay.
It'll be everywhere.
Yeah.
And everyone's psyched. It's fun. It gives some jokes away, but not too many jokes and not all the jokes and whatever. Mm-hmm. It's 2 minutes and 19 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some great shit in it. And I'm excited for that next piece to come out and people to see it.
The nice thing is the next time we talk to the Chew Crew, it'll be 2018.
Yeah,
and for me, that is the now we're accelerating.
Yeah, now we're there.
Movie.
I mean, right now, we're 4 months out. Right now, it's 4 months from today.
Yeah,
or yesterday, or whatever it is, and so we're right there. And it's but each step it's fun. You know, Jay and I went into the editing room with the Fox folks and put some finishing touches on that trailer. And let me tell you something. It's a lot easier to edit a trailer than a movie.
Sure.
Like, you're done in, like, an hour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, everyone's pumped up. They're gonna put it out. We'll see it.
Yeah.
So that's the next thing. And then over the last 2 days, big talks about when these screenings are going to get rolling and the dates. And that's all in the works. So
it's exciting.
I think we're going to, we have big ones. We have 13 of them. And the bigger ones are L.A., Chicago, New York. They're trying to place those ones first.
Yeah.
And then work around those three for all the other ones, which are like Phoenix and Austin.
Yeah.
I don't even, San Francisco, Seattle. I mean, there are tons of them. Burlington, Vermont, Boston.
Yeah. Minneapolis? Did you say Minneapolis?
There's a Minneapolis one, yeah.
I mean, for you and I, it's
Atlanta,
actually...
There's an Atlanta one.
It's going to fly. Because, like, you and I are shooting our special in January.
Yep.
Got a couple live shows, and then... Really, then March, once the publicity starts, then you're just off to the races.
Yeah, then we're just having fun.
Then it's happening.
Then we're having a good time.
Something else that happened this year, Kev.
Yeah, what's another good thing for you that happened this year?
I pissed on your foot.
That's a highlight? Is that a highlight?
It is. Well, because I was 0-2 in our Oscar competition. I finally won one.
Right.
Manchester by the Sea won me the right to piss on your foot.
Manchester by the Sea, huh?
Yeah.
Why?
It was the, remember, it was the best screenplay.
Oh, got it. Right.
And,
screenplay was where we... Yeah.
You were betting on...
Fuck, I totally forgot about that.
You had... your horse was...
La La Land. La La Land, yeah.
And I went Manchester
Which
by the Sea.
I think... I don't know. I still believe.
Anyway.
But I guess... fuck, we got to watch screeners now because we got to...
I've been watching, brah.
I've been watching anything.
I've been watching, brah.
I'm going to take them on my 10-hour plane ride.
Yeah.
But I need a little payback in 2018. 2018's payback.
Yeah.
When are the Academy Awards? Like
March? February?
I think they're February. All right, good.
Yeah. No, don't give me that fucking look.
All right,
speaking of that.
Fucking good, bro.
Kevin, movies. What is your favorite movie of the year?
Oh, that's hard. You know, because I was looking at movies I've seen. Now, first of all, I will preface this by saying all these kind of award-winning ones, I haven't watched them yet. Basically now, the movies I see are the ones either I watch late at night, which are fucking rated R action movies, like John Wick, two, or the movies I can see with my kids.
Yeah.
All those other ones, I have to reserve, I haven't necessarily seen those before. Although I've seen some of those. The Big Sick, I really liked a lot.
Yes,
Get Out, I really liked a lot.
Yeah.
But I got to go, like, I got to go Thor, I think.
Thor. Me too.
You too?
Ragnarok.
Funny.
You know, it's like there are some, we've talked about, there are some honorable mentions for other movies that were good, but to me, Thor Ragnarok gave me everything I wanted.
Yeah.
Which is good action.
Good action.
And a lot of laughs.
Great laughs. Great laughs.
A lot of laughs.
Yeah. I mean, I liked Wonder Woman a lot. I liked Guardians of the Galaxy 2 a lot.
Yeah.
These are all superhero movies. Yeah, Logan. I like Logan a lot.
Logan's great. The little girl in Logan was fantastic.
Great. You saw Star Wars.
I saw Star Wars.
I haven't seen Star Wars yet.
I saw Star Wars.
Did you like it?
I have mixed feelings about it.
I'm going to see it.
Like there's
whether you hate it or not, I'm going to see it.
There's a couple of things. We can do a Star Wars episode. I liked it, and I liked certain things about it. And I think when we are able to discuss it, there are things that are kind of polarizing events, which I'm on board with.
Yeah.
There are just a bunch of choices that I wasn't that excited about.
Right.
With Star Wars and. You know, it's also one of those things where everybody's like, it's the best one ever. And I'm like, nope, it's not.
Right.
It's not.
I think everyone, when they see a new one, they want it to be the best one ever. And that's what maybe people say that way.
Yeah. You know. But you can't, you know, it's like you can't really have the conversation until you've seen it. So, Chukru, you've got some time.
I won't. I can't.
So we can do a spoiler episode. But
I was going to try to see it before we left, but I'm not going to see it now. I won't see it until 2018 now.
Yeah. But like. You know, what I will say, what I've always liked about the Star Wars movies is that they also were able to inject humor into it. Like,
yep.
Harrison Ford was fucking fantastic.
Yeah, and Chewbacca, come on.
And 3PO and R2.
Yeah,
like
humor.
Those guys were funny. And so, like,
yep.
So they, you know, so they went for some of that. So I got to give it to them. Like, I'm a humor guy.
Me too.
You know, it's like, if I'll see Thor Ragnarok probably like fucking 10 more times.
Yeah.
I think it's the best Thor movie, and I think it's the best Marvel movie that they've made.
Yeah.
Up there with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sure, sure.
Loved
Guardians of the Galaxy.
You know, I don't need to fucking cry. I don't need to cry over and over again.
Or be dour or any kind of shit. I'm there for entertainment.
Like, I thought Manchester by the Sea is a great movie, but I can't see it. I can't see it over and over again. You know, it's a one-timer for me.
Sure, I hear that.
But our studio, Fox Searchlight, put out a couple good movies.
Okay.
Shape of Water.
Got to see it.
And Three Billboards.
Got to see it.
Inside Ebbing, Missouri.
Both of them, I have the screeners of it. Both of them I'll try to watch on the airplane.
Yeah. Good movies.
Okay. I definitely want to see those. That's why I'm prefacing by it with putting in context of that I have not seen the award movies. I have not seen those critically acclaimed films.
Sure.
All I've seen are the big family blockbusters.
Sure.
So.
Kev, what's the worst movie of the year?
I hate to do that. I hate to do that.
Okay.
I'll tell you the movie I was most disappointed in.
Okay.
Because I wanted to love it.
Yeah.
And Baywatch.
Yeah.
And I know people will laugh at that, but you know what? I love The Rock. And I think Zac Efron's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And like he's funny in those movies, like the Neighbors movies and whatever. I think the guy's fucking really good.
Yeah.
And everyone knows how my man crush I have on The Rock.
Yeah.
And I felt like the package was so good and there was no expense that was spared.
Mm-hmm.
They had the money they wanted, the means
all
they
the
wanted.
Trimmings.
They had all the trims. They had all the cast. They had everything. And then it was so poorly put together, I felt. It was just like a mishmash of confusion.
It was like a big Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
And everyone just, and somebody just picks up the table and smashes it in your face.
Sure. And I know people are like, oh, what did you expect? Fucking Baywatch. I was like, what? I expect if you put a pedigree together in today's day and age, where you have the talent and the money and the time and whatever, then you should put something out that's at least entertaining and fun to watch.
Yeah.
And and it wasn't for me.
Twas a bit of a mess. I watched it with you.
Yeah, we watched it together. It was really a mess, I thought.
Twas a mess.
Yeah. And that's too bad.
That's too bad.
I like The Rock. But, I mean, I guess people would say, oh, of course, you know, whatever. But I don't know. I don't like the badmouth movies because whatever. Because I know. Because
ours should come out and people be like,
yeah.
It sucks.
And also I know how hard it is and that every single step of the way shit can go wrong. No matter what the good intentions
and
or
writers
the good
and directors
is.
And actors are never not trying.
Yeah. I mean these guys they wanted to make a great movie.
They wanted to make a great movie.
And they're just so, things that happen, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, whatever. I'm ready for 2018.
I will tell you that this
I'm excited for 2018.
I mean this from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
I feel like this year we got to know a lot more of the Chew Crew than we did the year before.
Absolutely.
Like, we had a lot of Chew Crew at our shows.
Yeah, a lot.
Gave it a lot
good
of Chew
hugs.
Crew hugs.
good Oklahoma hugs.
Yeah.
Good Bakersfield hugs this past
hugs
week.
Everywhere. Yeah. I mean, there's True Crew now. We've seen them in multiple places. We know their names.
Yeah. Love it. I hope we see them. These people when we go on these tours.
I really
to show
like
the
that.
Films.
I feel like all bullshit aside.
Yeah.
I feel like we're a family.
Yeah, we are. That's
not that I'm gonna take any of you True Crew in. Like if you're ever.
Yeah, I'm not taking any of you guys to London with me.
Yeah.
But
you know what I'm saying.
You know.
But I'm not gonna lend anybody any money or anything.
Give you
like
a big
that.
Hug. I'll give you a big hug though.
Fucking hug. I'll hug the shit out of you at a live show. Just kidding.
I'll do it.
Love you guys.
All right. Let's do it.
2017's been great.
Hey, Happy New Year. Should we say that? Or Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
And Happy New Year.
See you all in
this
2018.
This is it, Lemmy.
This is
good
it.
Year, man.
It's been a good year.
Great year next year.
2018 is going to be fucking
It's going to be great.
Phenomenal.
It's going to be one of the better years. Our True Crew, thank you for a great year. And come back and join us again next year. We'll be back in a couple of weeks.
And bring a friend.
Yeah, bring a friend. Have a great holiday.
And be safe. Stay safe.
All right. What are you going to chew on the way out?
Since it's the last time I'm going to chew something, I'm going to eat my favorite thing to eat on the planet, which is pepperoni pizza.
Oh, wow. Good call. Great call. I'm going to have bangers and mash.
I don't know why you'd have that now. You're about to be full of them.
I know. That's why I'm just in preparation thereof.
Okay.
In preparation thereof.
True Crew.
True Crew. We'll talk to you in 2018. Love you.
Love you.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.